Emotions were already running high among the British public when they tuned in to Prime Minister Winston Churchill's BBC radio broadcast on the 8th of May, 1945. Many had already spent hours celebrating since hearing the news, less than 24 hours earlier, of victory for the Allied armies in Europe and the end of hostilities across the continent. Since 1943, it had been looking likely that Germany would lose the war. Its army was beaten by the Soviets at the Battle of Stalingrad in February of that year, and the Normandy landings in France by Western Allied forces in June 1944 was the start of the systematic retreat of the Germans back towards Berlin. In January 1945, the German capital was under siege by the Soviets, and Adolf Hitler withdrew to his underground bunker, where he would commit suicide on April the 30th. Following the end of the Battle of Berlin and Germany's surrender to the Red Army, plus the surrender of German forces in Italy on May the 2nd, a German delegation arrived at the headquarters of British Field Marshal Montgomery in Lüneburg Heath near Hamburg, and agreed to the unconditional surrender of German forces in the Netherlands, northwestern Germany, and Denmark. 3 days later, the German General Jodl signed the Act of Unconditional Surrender of All German Land, Sea, and Air Forces in Europe, which was accepted by Supreme Allied Commander General Eisenhower at his headquarters in Reims in northeastern France. 6 years of World War II had cost the lives of millions, destroyed families, homes, and cities. People had become used to living with blackouts, bombing raids, and rationing of food and clothes. On hearing Churchill's broadcast, there were many who started celebrating immediately. But the main celebrations were organised for the following day, with street parties, dancing, singing, fireworks and bonfires. Streets were decorated and flags were strung up. Pubs and dance halls were given extended opening hours and restaurants created victory menus. Celebrations took place across the country, but the largest crowds gathered in London, with some 50,000 people at Piccadilly Circus at midnight. In Paris, people filled the streets from Place de la Concorde to the Arc de Triomphe, while in New York, 15,000 police were mobilised to control the crowd that had gathered in Times Square. In Australia, which still had many service personnel fighting the war in the Far East and the Pacific, there were celebrations too, and church services. Back in Britain, there were also those who were weary and grieving, and in a more sombre and reflective mood, who preferred to attend one of the many Thanksgiving church services that took place across the nation. St. Paul's Cathedral in London held 10 consecutive services that were attended by thousands of people. Once Japan's surrender came on August the 14th, it effectively marked the end of the Second World War, and Britain could begin its long road to recovery. The nation was practically bankrupt and would suffer years of post-war austerity, with record levels of unemployment and inflation. Clothes rationing wouldn't stop until 1949, and food rationing not until 1954. The euphoria of VE Day must have been very far from people's minds, while the toil and effort that Churchill had spoken of in his speech was very much their reality.